Man. Turn it up. Drop the mic. You know, I no longer say stop the presses. It's drop the mic.
Oh, it's drop the mic now. Okay.
Drop the mic.
Alrighty. I like it. Look. You need a sound effect when the mic is dropped now. Follow that.
Okay.
No, don't. Oh my God, that was so funny.
I will come up with one.
I know.
I will find one. You can believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I like it already. That's okay. The first song off the album, Let's Party.
Yeah, man.
Do you know what I did immediately after I heard that?
What?
I put it into the rotation. Oh, immediately.
Okay, I have a feeling this whole album is going to go into the rotation.
But... Well, it possibly. Because, hey, he's laughing at me. And man, I am serious. You know, when I get serious about stuff, you already know, bro.
Yeah.
You've been around me long enough to know if I like it, I like it.
I know it. For shizzle.
Oh, no question about it. Wow. Cool and the Gang. How many years, ladies, we're going to minimize the conversation, but I want to give a little background, life and legacy, to these amazing musician, artists, singers, performers. You put them in any category you want. Cool and the Gang, one of my favorites growing up. But let's talk about this for a second. How long have they been in existence?
If we're talking about in existence, WB, you're talking about roughly 63 years.
Wow, I was off by 10. I said 53, and I was dead wrong, folks. I apologize.
Now, if you want to talk about records and professional performing, then 54.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel somewhat redeemed. Somewhat. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back to more music because we promised to play the entire album. Mm-hmm. If you like what we're doing, please let us know, okay? Mm-hmm. It's kind of easy. Just go to the website. anywhere around the globe. The studio W.buzz.
Buzz.
As in B-U-Z-Z. The baddest on the planet. I promise you. I promise you, because we have music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, a whole lot more, and there's no other station on the planet will give you a variety like that.
All right.
And so much more. Okay, I had to finish it off with, you know, All right. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come back with more shenanigans and dialogue and things like that. And if you're listening, if you like what we're doing, please let us know. Okay, go to studiow.buzz. You can also send me a text message, 909-910-0265.
Send a text message to this rock star talking to you because he's going to play a song called Movie Star.
Oh, boy.
Okay, okay, quiet on set. Okay, okay, quiet on set. Lights, camera, action.
Professor, I'll tell you what, let me stop it right there because I'm going to the third song, and that is the same title as the album, People Just Want to Have Fun.
Correct.
Yeah. So you have a comment because you picked up the mic.
Oh, no. I just picked it up because I knew we were going to be I guess responding to that. No, I do have a comment.
Yeah, thank you. I knew he did, folks. He was trying to hold back. You know, I saw it. I looked in his eyes, the acting part of him. kind of tried to creep in there. I caught it, Professor. Go on, please.
Keep in mind, planet Earth, that this is the band's 26th album. And so ready. And already it starts bang with a huge big band. Those are just the first two songs, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are playing it in its chronological order of cuts. And, that last number to me sounded like Prince. It sounded like
it did have a Prince vibe to it.
Yeah, late.
But, and you know something else, mm-hmm, I heard in that? It was that heavy bass in there.
Well, that's Robert Cool Bell, you know. And
man,
you're talking about 73, and he is still thumping.
I need to ask you. What about the band? Are they still touring?
The band is still touring. Okay. They have dates well into this year, and you know that they're going to go back out.
Man, that's incredible.
It is incredible.
Where have they been all of these years?
Well, they have been touring.
Europe, maybe, perhaps?
Yeah, you know.
That's where the money is for these artists, a lot of them. I don't have any facts behind that. What I'm
yes,
saying.
Yes. And Robert Bell, it's so funny. You know, for many, many years, he will say that he's tired and he's going to get off. But it's 2023 and he's still.
Well, you know, it's their careers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, can you, sincerely,
mm-hmm,
for me,
mm-hmm,
I don't think that I'll ever retire because I have careers. I have careers.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you retire from a career?
Especially something that you love.
All right, you just nailed it right there.
So yeah, much. You know, you tell, you tell people, you say to people, retire to what?
It's like, you're using the R word right now. So, no, but think about this though. And, I don't know. What do you do when you retire? You go in and sit on the back porch and drink your latte or tea or,
which, you know, if you do,
you know, and man,
if you do too long, it will harm.
Oh my
you.
God.
You got to keep the mind going and you got to keep that body going.
You got to dance. You got to sing. You got to laugh. Do it all. That's what life gives us. And let's take advantage of it. All right. Let's do it.
All right.
Hey, people just want to have fun.
Woo!
Yeah. Okay. I think you already know, don't you, Professor? You know what I'm about to do.
I thought it was already done.
There's a party in the background. So many colors in this room. Body's moving. Dancing to this funky tune. Ain't got no worry.
Yeah.
Everybody's in a good mood. No need to hurry. Doing what we love to do. Have fun.
Just wanna have fun.
Yeah.
Mighty fine. I'm with you, girls, and you're having a real good time. Can't let nobody just up and change your mind. You come so far, so make it last all night. Have fun.
just wanna have fun.
Yeah, you can drop the mic on that one too. Let me see if I can get my best impression of dropping the mic. Oh, that's not good enough. Okay.
We get the idea. We get the idea. We'll take it.
Oh, look, people just wanna have fun. Oh boy, oh boy. The only complaint I have about that song, I have one. It was only 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
That makes sense. Okay. Oh,
I love it. Mm-hmm. Put it into rotation. Is that Jackie? Hey, Jackie, are you in San Antonio or what part of the world are you in? Jackie, oh my God, I met her a couple of months ago at, my brother's home, and, so much fun. And she is my, sister-in-law's best friend. And she loves the party. She loves the station. She loves the music. Hey, Jackie, thank you so much. Thank you. We are locked and loaded right here. And I was smiling. The first four songs we played. Let's see. Let's go over the list right now. Okay. Let's do this. Okay. Let's party. That went into the rotation. Then we had Movie Star.
Yeah.
And we've only three songs into.
Uh-huh.
What in the world is going on? People just want to have fun.
It's going funky.
I've been smiling the entire time. Hey, Jackie, you welcome. Hey, where are you?
Where did Jackie say?
She said, thank you.
Okay.
Where are you, Jackie? Oh, are you in a undisclosed location? Okay, so I understand. We will keep your identity private here, okay?
All right.
But anyway, guys, I hope you guys are enjoying this. We are showcasing after how many years? The span between their last album, Professor, and this one. Oh, my God. We have been going, 20 years or so?
Oh, I think it's...
longer?
No, I don't think it's that long. But hold on, I'll find that out for you.
Okay. Oh, Jackie said, by the way, she liked that last one. I just want to have fun. She's in San Antonio. Oh, my dear friend, thank you so much. I hope I already know that you shared this app and this station with so many people across the United States as much as you travel. And I love you. I can't thank you enough. Really appreciate it. Yeah, that song. She liked that last one.
Yeah.
People just want to have fun, right?
Yeah. And since the last album, 2 years. 2021.
How come we didn't?
Because the people that we play on this station, for the most part, when you get to a particular point in life, the industry puts you in a category that is called legend status because hit records are for kids. Now, you can put it out, but there's no guarantee.
Oh, that's going to catch on.
That's going to catch on. Well, did you know that John Mellencamp had to sell one of his songs to a commercial? Because he knew that at the age and at the place of where he's at, radio wasn't going to play it.
Wow. Well, we play it here. If it's good, we'll play it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we are the party.
Hey, cool! Say, baby, what's
that
up?
That describes us. We are the party.
The La Cour.
Hey. Studio W, the baddest on the planet.
Just don't care, and like a star, I
stepping in, so I'm never coming out tonight. Dressed to impress, check her name on the list. The pot is pumping and so is the crowd. She up in VIP and the club gonna get some. She up in VIP. She up in here. She up in VIP and the club gonna get some. She up in VIP. She up in here. It's after dark and we still get in it. Until we start to see the sun come up. Oh, I just had some rounds, so I'm still feeling it. In VIP, you know it's never too much. She up in VIP, in the club, gonna get some. She up in VIP, she up in here. She up in
rockin' my hips, lick, lickin' my lips, might blow my kiss. I'm bustin' the dot, big talk at the top. They comin' for me, no touchin' the crown. In the VIP and the VIP on go. Look bad, mama, see the drop it down on the floor. Drop it down on the floor. Sean, I'll let you know. Gon' give them a show. They can't take it no more. I mean, I'm turned up. Know you gettin' worked up. Waitin' for your turn, but I don't wanna hurt ya. Look at my outfit. Don't ask what it cost me. Haters lookin' salty. Bougie and I'm bossy. You feelin' my style. Stand out in the crowd. You ain't seen nothing like this here. In a while, tell her throw in the towel, she can't touch this. I be killing them all, they want justice. Ooh, I'm a queen, baby, baby, I'm a queen. In your dreams, I turn you to a fiend. Looking clean, and the baddest on the scene. Wanna play, you can get up on my team. Let go.
She up in VIP, in the club, gonna get some. She up in VIP, she up in here. She up in VIP, in the club, gonna get some. She
everybody's there.
can we drop the mic on the last three jams, man? Oh,
drop
man.
It,
oh, man.
Drop it.
Well, and they're already in the rotation, you know, and that is the Platinum Party Mix 4.0, and that is the Studio W Buzz Hall of Fame. Wow. Thank you, sir. Thank you for picking this for tonight's showcase.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my goodness.
This is promotion.
This is, look, I don't know how many stations are playing the entire album in sequence, a sequence like this.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what?
Mm.
Let us be the first.
Let us be the first.
Let us be the first, ladies and gentlemen. And I think, hey, Jackie. I think she's been texting me and sending me emojis and dancing. And
she's digging it. She's digging it. She's digging it.
Look, I love it. I love it. Hey, anybody else? Okay, let us know. Okay. All right. Oh, got a major announcement, too. And Kay's my good friend, and she's recently become one of my really good friends, and I had a chance to see this young lady in Newport. Was it Newport News? At the comedy show, oh my God, I have a card over there.
Oh, you went to Newport News?
Yeah, I went to Newport News. Cozy's Comedy Club. Okay, right there, Newport News. It was outstanding. And number one, I mean, the headliner was none other than, oh my God, she is so funny, Roz McCoy.
Roz McCoy.
Look, one of the funniest people I've heard in a while.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, oh, Jackie, she was there too. She visited here to RVA to see her best friend, and that's my sister-in-law.
Uh-huh.
Okay. See, folks, we have a connection around the world, don't we? Okay. Not only in media, but you do yourself. And they always say, if you know 200 people, you have a connection around the world. If you know one person, you have a connection around the world.
It's true. It's true, especially now. We no longer have 6 degrees of separation anymore. So, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Man, this is so much fun. We are showcasing. Oh, getting back to Roz McCoy.
Hmm.
Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, mark your calendars. It's Red Cup Friday night. Okay. And we are celebrating Miss Roz McCoy's birthday. Her birthday is on Friday, which happens to be on, you know, Red Cup Friday night. Okay.
Wow.
And we, folks, it's going to be 3 hours, or it might go even longer, at least 3 hours of fun. Starting at 8:15 right here on the East Coast.
Okay.
5:15 on the West.
All right.
7:15 Central and 6:15 Mountain Times. You don't want to miss this show. It's going to be music. It's going to be laughter.
It's all going to be a stone gas, honey.
Look, I'm telling you, Don Cornelius couldn't have said it better himself. Okay. Oh, my. Okay, I'm trying to get this message here before I play the next song. But those last three, look, I put them in a rotation for a reason, because this entire album has kept me up dancing and smiling, and it's just a feel-good album to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give my grade at the end of it.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And as professor, and you're used to grading, you know, and sometimes we're allowed to give extra points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyway, we'll find out what happens at the end. Ladies and gentlemen, please let us know. And keep it locked right here on Studio W The Buzz. Last night, and this is what we do on Sunday nights, Sunday Night Go. Now, it's preceded by a serious show, which is called The Boomerang. And we were talking about, Professor, on The Boomerang, we were talking about artificial intelligence.
Mm.
That was the gist of the entire broadcast. And if you look right now with the artists, I mean, the actors and the writers, they're on strike right now.
The actors are on strike. Actors with the union, Screen Actors Guild, correct?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Following the writers, yes.
Yeah, and so it looks like that the that the industry is trying to hold out because they're saying, well, we offered them a fair deal. So I don't know. There has to be it should be a compromise in place soon, because it's going to affect a lot of things that goes on with production creativity. How about movies and the like, or TV programs as they like? They're already in production and everything has halted.
Yes, yes. And part of that problem is because we now have something that we've never had before. We have something called streaming. And you see, many, many years ago, a television show's season would be 26 episodes, usually running from September up to May. Now we have streaming services, Apple TV, Netflix, Hulu, etc., etc. A season now, and we have reality television to thank for this, could be whatever the producer wants. It could be 10 episodes. It could be 6, 8, whatever. And that's it. So it's making it very difficult for these actors to make a living. So, and then you have that in addition to the threat of AI, the technology. This affects more of the extra actors, because you see in those scenes where there's just a whole lot of people, we have something now called CGI, which can create extras on the street.
That acronym, CGI, what does that stand for?
You know, I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't know, but I'm going to,
because we want to know, and we'll get that for you right now.
Computer generated imagery.
It sounds good to me. Okay, that's what we want to know.
And if I could say one more thing, I'm so sorry, but about music, remember you said earlier this year you saw a post from me that one day soon, a hit that will be in the top 10 will be AI.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Oh, boy.
Well,
no,
are you ready for this?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Neither was I. And this is of all people, of all people. A week and a half ago, Paul McCartney announced that there is 53 years after this band had disbanded, there is one more Beatles song left in the can that was never released. He is going to release it, but it will be enhanced
by AI.
With AI technology.
Mm.
And I don't know how to feel about that. Especially
with
the Beatles.
I don't either. I don't. So, but anyway, loving this album here.
Okay. Played by real musicians.
That's what I'm getting to. That's what I'm getting to. Gotta get it. No, go get it was the last one. Nah, nah, nah. I love that one too. Oh my goodness.
You like nah, nah, nah.
I do. It went into the rotation, didn't it? A VIP. Okay. And man, I'm liking this album a lot. I hope you guys are. Please let me know. Okay. And you can text me 909-910-0265. This is Monday Night Madness with yours truly, WB and the
Professor Pop Culture.
That's him on the right there, folks. And we're showcasing tonight Kool and the Gang. Now keep it locked, each and every day with the Buzz Studio, W Buzz. Okay. Music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment. How do you do it? Just in case you're listening like via Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, let me offer a more enhanced experience. Download one of our apps. That way you can take it to anywhere you want, home, gym, office, or play. Download Studio W dot Buzz. Studio W dot Buzz. That's on Apple Studio W. Don't forget the W, Studio W, that Buzz. It will pop up. It's the first thing that will pop up. I promise you on that. Android is simply Studio W. Simple, just from your Play Store. Or you can go to the website, and we would love for you to go to the website, and you can check out previous broadcasts, okay? Some of your favorite shows, some shows that you missed and you want to hear again, you can do that. or you want to hear the newest episode or the latest episode, just go to Studio W.Buzz. Studio W.Buzz. It's the baddest on the planet. Be right back. Give Love. That's Kool and the Gang.
Yes.
From their newest album just released, I believe, like you said, Professor, last Friday. Is that correct?
Last Friday.
Last Friday. People just want to have fun. That is the title of the album. And number three on that album is People Just Want to Have Fun. This one, Give Love. Oh, before I go there, our friend, Jackie, who's hanging out in San Antonio. Now, I asked Jack, I said, what are you doing in San Antonio? It's hot. It's flat. you know, I like teasing people. You know,
she gets around between Richmond, San Antonio.
Well, all over the country, perhaps, you know. But anyway, she loves this album. And I'm bringing her name up because tomorrow is her birthday. And we want to say happy birthday. And Professor, I'm going to ask a favor
birthday,
of you.
Jackie. Yes.
Can we dedicate the rest of the show to her?
Let's
in honor of her birthday?
In honor of Jackie's birthday.
Jackie, hey, this All of these cuts going forward, they are for you, darling.
For you.
Hey, folks, if you have a birthday, let us know. We'd be glad to acknowledge your birthday, because birthdays are special. I think they are. I celebrate mine all month. I don't care what anybody says.
He does.
I do. So I do. It's no question about it. No question. Yep. I deserve it. I'm just doing me, okay?
And as well you should.
Okay,
brother.
And own guys and gals out there, you should do you too. Mm-hmm. You know? And honor your mom and dad and, you know, say, hey, you know, I'm here because they brought me here, right? Otherwise, no matter what, okay? Well, they're okay with exceptions, but that's okay.
That's
we're not
right.
Gonna get into a philosophical or okay.
It's all good.
I had to unravel that rope. But anyway, I hope you guys are enjoying this. I'm having a blast. And you know, and I didn't expect this, Professor.
You didn't expect what?
It's so much fun with this album.
Okay.
We're only 8 songs in. Oh, but I do have to ask you about this one. Give Me like Love. That. Oh no, Give Love. It had an island type of Caribbean type of reggae type of feeling to it. Okay. Is there any connection to this song and any of the artists, their backgrounds? Were any of them from the islands that we know of?
Nah, man. We're talking about New Jersey, Jersey City, man. Ooh. The Bell Brothers were born in Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay.
Their family moved to, Jersey City. And percussion was first with them, and then later, Robert, took up the bass guitar. His brother Ronald took up the keyboards, and then it just went, from there. But you want to note something, at the very beginning, it was jazz. It was just hardcore jazz. I mean, some serious stuff. In the Bell home, it was Stan Getz that was played, and, early John Coltrane. It was serious
cool in the
jazz.
Game.
Yeah, man.
Oh, well, let me ask you this, because like I mentioned earlier, we've never really showcased them, but have we mentioned them before? Because some things that you're telling me right now, it rings familiar in my ear.
Yeah. I think we have mentioned it.
But it wasn't them showcased alone.
No, this is our very first time showcasing the band. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, the Bell Brothers came from a strict, straight ahead, background, and were playing jazz and, strictly serious, jazz. And then it wasn't until they got with the other fellas. And that they had to go out and start playing for money and playing in clubs. They studied popular music anatomy, with, the Motown catalog.
Oh, wow.
And then amalgamating the jazz skill and then, mixing that with, the popular R&B. Then that's
amazing.
How you got there,
you know, speaking of that, we showcased another artist. Was it week before that came out with their brand new album?
Who was it?
You sent it? I need your help. I need help here.
I can't remember.
Who was it?
I cannot remember. It was a couple months ago. We did a brand new album by somebody.
It wasn't that long ago. We have to. Okay, folks. All right. Guess what?
That's what happens after 4 years, folks.
Yep. After 4 years, I bring up stuff and put him on the spot all the time. I'm doing my job. Don't worry about it. Okay.
I'm crying because I'm thinking, who was it?
You got time.
I'll find out. Good God.
You got time.
All right.
Who did we do? Oh, my goodness.
Hopefully I know
what I'm doing. Every minute of the hour, I'm just saying. been searching till I laid eyes on you, baby. I think about you every minute of the hour. I'm just saying, please don't keep me waiting.
Oh, Shining star.